too late. The next morning, Kara is woken up by her dad. He shakes her. "Kara," he says, "we overslept. It's 8:30. Kara rubs her eyes. She's still sleepy. She jumps out of bed, quickly puts on her clothes, and runs down the stairs. Her mum has already left. Kara eats half of a roll on her way out of the door. Her cheeks are warm. She hates being late to school. It only helps a little that her dad walks her all the way into class. "You're late, Kara," Malou yells. Everyone looks at her. It's embarrassing. Kara quickly sits down. Rose and Julie are doing maths, and they don't even notice her. "It's my fault," Kara's dad says to the teacher. He smiles, waves at Kara, and disappears. Kara cannot get started on the maths work. She's still embarrassed about being late. She thinks all the boys are staring at her. When Benjamin laughs loudly, she's sure he's laughing at her. She stares down at the paper, but the numbers are jumping around. She cannot remember how to do the calculations. Kara wants to run after her father. She glances at Rose. She thinks Rose is lucky because she has a bunny and because her parents probably never fight. During the first break, they go outside. Julie limps and Rose helps her. Kara wants to help, but she's too slow. In the middle of the schoolyard, Malou is standing with a tennis ball and a jump rope. Even though there's still a bit...